Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast Nintendo News Minute. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and we're going to jump right into this. Here we go. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom drops tomorrow, April 13th, 2023. There was a tweet from Nintendo. It says, join us on 4/13 to watch the final pre-launch trailer for The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Live streamed on our YouTube channel. The trailer will be roughly 3 minutes long. Now, I went into Nintendo's tweet and replied with a GIF of the penguins fighting Bowser that said what it looked like when the marketing team asked the dev team for one final trailer, because it is very apparent they are keeping everything very close to the chest. We know they're going after that leaker. That's going to be bad news for that person. And they want to keep this game as quiet as possible, because they want us all to be surprised by what's going on here. Now, again, it's pure speculation, but I have a feeling this game is going to be one of the darkest Zelda entries that we've ever experienced. And I wouldn't be surprised if this game didn't end on somewhat of a cliffhanger, or maybe doesn't even resolve right away. Now, does that mean that'll be a third game in the Breath of the Wild trilogy, if you will, or possibly some DLC coming down the road for Tears of the Kingdom? But I have a feeling this may be the first Legend of Zelda game that does not end with Link as the champion of Hyrule. Just a guess. There's no, I've got no inside info, nothing like that. Just my gut feeling there. So stay tuned. I will have a reaction to the trailer tomorrow. It's going to be 7 a.m. PST. So 10 a.m. Eastern that we will be getting the trailer for the final trailer. Trailer number 3 for The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Let me know your hype levels in the comments I'd love to hear how you how excited are you for Tears of the Kingdom? Well, we're gonna keep it. We're gonna keep talking Zelda here. This is from My Nintendo News. Lost Continent at Universal Orlando's Island of Adventure will close in May. Possibly. Now, this is just a rumor. It's just a rumor. It's not actual news. It's just a rumor. So grain of salt. Possibly for a Zelda-themed attraction. Let's jump into the article here. It says Universal Orlando is currently in the process of closing the Lost Continent themed attraction area. There's a typo in the article at the expansive theme park. The park has announced today that the last ride of the Lost Continent attraction is closing along with the Poseidon's Fury at Universal Orlando's Island of Adventure. There have been rumors since the announcement of Super Nintendo World that Universal Orlando and Nintendo were considering retheming the Lost Continent to the Lands of Hyrule. Sources previously reported that one of the Zelda-themed attractions is a ride with floating bleachers that rotate around, watching Link in the center, which is based on the classic Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Another attraction is a water-based ride that transitions into a suspended dark ride halfway through the ride, which would be affiliated with the Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker or The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. The Reddit user who posted the theory says that if anyone is wondering why Universal would separate the Legend of Zelda attractions from Super Nintendo World, then they should be made aware that Universal did exactly this with Harry Potter, which saw them having three separate Harry Potter sections in Epic Universe. So this could be interesting. And what is this pointing towards? If this is true, going with some, you know, just speculating a bit here. If this is true, we had the Mario Kart attraction at Super Nintendo World. It's mostly Mario themed, right? It looks very Mushroom Kingdom, and then the mushroom, and then we saw the Super Mario Brothers movie come out. If The Legend of Zelda is next, could this be pointing towards The Legend of Zelda being the next movie and or show we see coming from Universal and Illumination? Or is it Illumination at all? Some are speculating, or at least hoping, that it is going to be a live action, not an animation. Either way, I would be very excited to see something from The Legend of Zelda on the big screen or even in a TV show. The question is, what would you guys like to see? Let me know in the comments if you would prefer to see live action or animation, and if animation, what style would be best suited for The Legend of Zelda? Could we see something that looks all like Wind Waker? Could we see something that looks a lot like Breath of the Wild, kind of like watercolory almost? What animation style do you think would best fit The Legend of Zelda TV show / movie? Let me know in the comments below.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
The last little bit of news here that we're going to talk about is from Gizmodo, and it's the Super Mario. Get this ad out of here. Okay. The Super Mario Bros. Theme becomes the first video game music to enter the Library of Congress. Now, this is pretty cool. This is from the article here. It says, today, the Library of Congress announced that 25 recordings representing some of the defining sounds of the nation's history and culture will be added to its National Recording Registry. For the first time, the additions will also include music from a video game, Koji Kondo's iconic Super Mario Brothers theme. There's a lot of iconic pieces of video game music that are instantly recognizable by gamers around the world, including Tetris Type A, music from the Legend of Zelda theme, but the first piece of video game music to be added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry, absolutely, this is from the article, had to be Super Mario Brothers theme for many reasons. Continuing on here, it says, not only did Super Mario Brothers, which was bundled with the NES when Nintendo's first console launched in 1985, help save the video game industry after its disastrous crash in 1983, it remains one of the top 10 best-selling video games of all time, with some 58 million copies sold to date. The first level of Super Mario Brothers is considered a masterclass in game design, introducing players to the various mechanics and gameplay of the side-scrolling adventure without the need for a tutorial. And it helped establish Shigeru Miyamoto as one of the greatest video game designers of all time. What Shigeru Miyamoto is to video game design, continuing on with the article here, Koji Kondo is to video game music. As with the movies, the composer helped make video game soundtracks as integral to the experience as the gameplay and characters. And while he would go on to compose music for games, including countless iterations of The Legend of Zelda, Star Fox, and other memorable Nintendo franchises, the Super Mario Brothers theme remains Kondo's most memorable composition. The Library of Congress called it perhaps the most recognizable video game theme in history. And it helped demonstrate how creatively the NES console sound chip could be used, which the Library of Congress pointed out in a tweet. And here's a tweet. It says, a video game theme song, probably the most recognizable in history, is also the first for the National Recording Registry. The Super Mario Bros. Theme by Koji Kondo helped establish the game's legendary status and prove that Nintendo's sound chip was capable of vast music complexity. Of course, this theme, the theme of Super Mario Brothers theme song, huge. I mean, just a huge, huge part of my childhood and most of your childhoods, if you're listening to this, I'm sure. And it is one of those things that, you know, when I play the original theme for like my mom, she is just like, yo, I'm taken back to better times, like, or good times. Right when her children were young and they, you know, I was gaming, my sisters were doing whatever, and it was just a good time in life for her. And I know that this music has so many different memories tied to it for all of us, right? Because it's not just about the great music and the gameplay, but it's about where we were and what we were doing at that time. Right. So let me know, what do you think about when you hear the Super Mario Brothers theme? Again, you can leave a comment on the YouTube video, in the Discord, or there is a spot on your podcast player to reply. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Nintendo News Minute from the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm N64 Josh, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye now.